This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
And for the first time back since his, not really vacation, but your trip as the libertarian, well, what would have been hopefully in a better world, the presidential nominee, but no, the Libertarian Party decided to nominate Gary Johnson, who's a former Republican governor. But, Daryl, you gave it your best shot, and you had a lot of supporters who were behind you all the way. They funded your campaign, sent you flying all over the place from state to state to bring an actual principled message of liberty to the Libertarian Party.
Yes.
Which it's sad that they need to hear that, but that's just the way it is. They've lost their way. They've lost their principle. And now they, you know, have continued to prove it now for the third election, the third presidential election in a row, re-nominating Gary Johnson. And worse,
well, this isn't the third time they nominated Gary Johnson.
Right, second time for Gary Johnson. First time for him was 2012. Prior to that, Bob Barr, another former Republican.
Yes.
But this time is arguably even worse because now they've nominated a second Republican, this time for vice president. So a guy named William Weld, former Republican governor of Massachusetts. But the headlines are coming out here. Did you have a guest, Daryl, that you wanted to call in?
There is one of my former competitors that we had talked, and somebody said, Mark, you should call in to Free Talk Live, and I told him what time the show began, and said shows are always good when you have callers at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, for sure. Well, here
so
he is.
So is that Mark Allen Feldman from Ohio?
I suspect it is Mark Allen Feldman. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for calling in to Free Talk Live tonight. I got to commend you on your performance at the debate. The Libertarian Party had a great debate between their presidential candidates. You were one of them up on stage with Daryl W. Perry, who's here in the studio with us tonight. The closing statement you did, I have to say, was the greatest
Jewish rap since the Beastie Boys.
No, it's the greatest Jewish rap since the one this man did in Florida about a month and a half, almost 2 months ago.
So when's your rap album coming out, Mr. Feldman, Dr. Feldman?
Oh, I'm working on some good ones.
He's got two tracks right now. Generally, you need about 9 or 10 to put an album together.
He's laying it down on the suck of DJs.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have an album coming out when Daryl and I come back in 4 years.
You guys are going to give it another go? You gluttons for punishment?
I've had people ask me what it would take, and I said, if you start a draft campaign, and there are legal reasons to do so.
Libertarian Party doesn't generally agree with a draft.
Right, but there are, for campaign finance reasons, if you call it a recruit so-and-so campaign, mm-hmm. The FEC doesn't like that, and they say, no, you can't do that. So you have to call it a draft. So I've told some people, if you have a draft committee and you raise between $50,000 to $80,000 in the next 2 years, I'll strongly consider it.
How much would $50,000 to $80,000 be compared to what might have been spent on this campaign?
Well, I did some calculations, and I spent just under $5,000, not counting any out-of-pocket cash expenses that I totally did not tabulate.
Which would have been some sort of limit, right, the $5,000 FEC?
The FEC claims that you have to file once you hit $5,000.
So
I, 3 years ago, sent them a letter saying that I did not intend to send any more documents to them other than that letter that said, I don't intend to send you stuff, and I don't intend to take Federal Reserve notes. I will only take cryptocurrencies and precious metals and in-kind contributions.
So what is it that you wanted to have Dr. Feldman on to discuss specifically?
Well, I forget who it was suggested that Mark call into the show. I believe about him getting elected to the LNC and possibly
that
the future.
That is the Libertarian National Committee?
National Committee. And the future of the Libertarian Party. Like, how do we proceed? Where do we go from here?
All right.
Daryl, can you hear me now?
We got
yes,
you.
We've got you.
Oh, okay. So, because I just want to get a little follow-up. Did you ever hear anything back from the FEC?
I have not.
Now, is that in regards to, is that question in regards to your refusal, your civil disobedience, Daryl, to even file anything at all with the FEC?
What right. I never received any response from the FEC to my letter to them. I was surprised that they put my letter to them on their website. So if you go and you search for Daryl Perry under campaign filings, you will see the letter that I sent them. Saying, I intend this to be the first, last, and only communication that I have, and I will not be abiding by any of your rules.
So they honored that by not communicating back to you?
Yes, okay. So far.
Well, I'm told, you know, to a certain extent, with income taxes, there are some who feel that you're not actually, it's not mandatory to pay your income tax, you just have to file. If you don't pay, it's not a crime, it's just considered, the government considers a debt that they will try to collect by any means necessary, but that it isn't, that there is no criminal penalty for not paying your taxes, it's actually for not filing your taxes. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So I think as far as the FEC is concerned, you did your due diligence just by letting them, you know, you did notify them that you were intending to be a candidate.
I believe you still intend to be a candidate. Isn't that right, Daryl?
I intend to think it over for a few days, and okay. I will have a statement by middle of next week on what I intend to do.
Okay. Was it not public information about the whole petitioning thing? Didn't we talk about that on the air?
I don't think we talked about that, but okay. I had previously said that my intention was to carry the race through November.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I was so mentally and emotionally drained after this convention.
You described yourself as a defeated man when you were on the phone with us on, I believe, Monday night.
Right.
Sunday night.
So, yeah, I just need some time. I'll put out a statement middle of next week explaining how I intend to proceed from here.
How about you, Dr. Feldman? How are you feeling after the sad defeat on Saturday, Sunday, Sunday?
I don't know if Dr. Feldman would consider it a defeat, but I'll let him answer the question.
Yeah, I actually did not consider it a defeat at all. In fact, the way I ran my campaign basically was, it, to some extent, was a test. What I did not want to happen is I did not want to win the Libertarian nomination and be poorly positioned for the general election. So I wanted it set up so that it would be a miraculous win to win the – I wanted to – if I was going to win the Libertarian nomination, I wanted to do it spending almost no money, having very little media coverage, not being invited to debates, and then show that you could still win an election, a national election, without having all those pieces in play. And then and I was really not even in the polls until even up to the nomination. But part of it was the way my strategy was, I intended to be as much as possible everybody's second choice. So no one was really, I was their number one, but because you need 51% of the delegates, if we were so factionalized that none of the other candidates could put a coalition together to get a majority, I was well positioned to say, okay, now's the time for unity, let's you know, all pull together and go for your second choice. And actually, it was fun for the when I became eligible for the nomination when I got the 30 tokens. But what I did was I wanted to get people to nominate me from the far extremes of the factions in the party to kind of demonstrate what we could do with unity. And I did have Jim Fuller, who is one of the you would call him one of the more.
He's definitely a radical, and he was helping on my campaign.
And he came up and he said that Daryl was his first choice, but he thought I was the real deal and was quite willing to put my name in nomination. And
I believe Governor Johnson spoke in your nominating speech as well, correct?
Yes, he was from the practical wing. I had actually asked Judge Jim Gray first, and the judge was very complimentary and said he would be delighted to do it, but out of loyalty to the governor, to Johnson, he felt like he couldn't. So, and I certainly understood that. I said, well, if you can't do it, I'll just go ahead and say,
hey, Mark, hold your thought. We'll bring you back.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can bring up whatever it is that that you want with you in the studio here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
So we're actually talking with Mark Allen Feldman. He is
Dr. Feldman.
A doctor. And he was one of the political candidates for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. And Daryl, you invited him on the show tonight. Go for it.
Yeah, so I forget exactly where we left off as far as the question you were answering, but what I want to know, and we only have a couple more minutes with you, Dr. Feldman, where do you hope the Libertarian Party goes from here?
Well, you know, I'm a physician and a scientist, and I look at this somewhat of as an experiment where we have really the very best practical, experienced teams. I want to just help them the best they can and see how well they do and see if they really can catch up. My guess is that when you run on experience and fundraising, you know, you're up against some very formidable opponents, and that we'll see how they do. If they do great, that's fantastic. But if they are kind of outgunned by the opposition, I think going back to our basic principles and ideals for the next time around would be the way to go. But you know, one of the things that I say is that I have been thinking of, if you think of our team, our candidates for who have been nominated as the Libertarian Party's weapon that we're using as self-defense against the other parties, it's not, even though their principles may not be exactly as we would want them to be, if we think of them less as spokespersons and more as self-defense tools that, that our party is using, then I think it becomes much more acceptable to say that let's support them 100%, because you really, our candidates really, I think, make poor spokespersons for principles anyway, because no one believes what they say. So let's use them for what they're good for and give them the most help we get and promote the party forward for the future.
Well, something happened that might increase your veracity among people. Before the convention, apparently you were able to help somebody who got hit by a car.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, for a lot of people, this is was really a major event. But, you know, I'm an anesthesiologist, and all day long I hear, Dr. Feldman, they need you in room 7, they need you in room 16, and I start running, and that's just what I do for a living. So I heard, you know, Dr. Feldman, they need you in the parking lot. Boy, I just took off and did my thing. So that's just what I do.
And besides your epic rap that is all over the Internet and going viral, you also had a very prescient answer to the idea that the United States might have a trade deficit going on with some nations. What are your thoughts on trade deficits?
Well, my point is that if you really think of a trade deficit, it's money moving in one direction while goods are moving in the other direction. Hopefully those goods should have the value or you wouldn't be giving the money. And I just gave an example that I had heard that I have a trade deficit with my barber. I give him money and he gives me haircuts, that he never gives me any money. So, but that isn't a problem. As long as the trade is free and fair, whether one is getting more reserve notes and the other is getting more goods and services, I think we're actually on the better end of the deal.
So I've got one final question for you, Dr. Feldman, and you know my thoughts on the 5% then qualifying the 2020 candidate
What's
for
that?
The federal welfare check.
The 5%?
5%. So if a presidential candidate gets over 5% of the popular vote, then 4 years later that party's presidential nominee qualifies for a federal welfare check. The last party other
Is
than
that
a Republican...
the matching funds from the FEC?
Yes. The last presidential candidate other than a Republican or a Democrat to qualify for that was the Reform Party nominee in the year 2000.
But they're not obligated to take it. Whoever that next candidate is doesn't have to take it.
Right. So my question for Dr. Feldman is, now that you're on the LNC, will you either introduce or support some kind of resolution that would preclude the next presidential candidate from being able to take the federal matching funds. So if somebody says, I want the federal matching funds in 2020, they would not be eligible to receive the Libertarian nomination. Would you support or introduce that?
You know, I, as an at-large representative, you know, I would represent the party members. My tendency is always to empower others and to let them make the decisions. Personally, I would not accept it, and I think it would be a mistake, but I let other people make mistakes. So, and I think an argument could be made just as, you know, there are people who say that voting is aggression, but we can vote defensively. One could say that accepting federal funds is maybe associated with aggression, but that it's, if you're doing it defensively, it may be acceptable.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dr. Mark Allen Feldman. Appreciate hearing from you here on Free Talk Live, and hope to see you again in 2020, I suppose.
Thanks.
Well, there's the next convention in 2018 in New Orleans.
Oh, they do them every 2 years,
do
they?
We do them every 2 years.
Ah, okay.
We're not like the donkeys and elephants where we only party every four.
That's why the guy was able to stand up and having been to 20 national conventions. If it had been every 4 years, the guy would have been 106, you know? But they had a guy
I didn't know if it was every year or every
I know.
What?
Every two.
Okay. So you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, to Skype, where Conrad, or excuse me, not Conrad, the pizza dude is on the line. Hey there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I, speaking of conventions, am on my way, or will be on my way, up to Forkfest here in June.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, well, I haven't bought a ticket yet. I kind of wanted to call you guys and see what you thought about it.
I think it's a great festival. It's a lot of fun to be around a lot of other liberty-minded people.
There are a lot of people saying they're not going to go this year, though.
Out in the woods. True. There are some people who are saying they're not going to go. I don't know how many a lot is.
No, of course you don't.
Yeah. Well, I've double thought going. I kind of pushed my vacation back because I'm not sure if I want to be there the whole week. You know, I was curious if you know, do they sell tickets at the door? Can you get day passes?
Yes, you can.
I don't know if they sell day passes. I don't think they were selling day passes last year.
My understanding, they always sell day passes. It would be news to me that they would have stopped doing that because there are some people who don't want to, you know, they're not going to be there for the whole week. You usually have to pay a premium for a day pass. It's like usually if you buy more than one day pass.
Right, it was cheaper to buy the entire week than to buy 2 day passes
or something. Yeah, there's usually a pretty big incentive to buy the full week. But I don't follow the Porcupine Freedom Festival closely since they decided they did not want to invite me back ever again.
And they also said that this radio show could not broadcast from there and that anybody on the Liberty Radio Network that did have a show from there could not promote the Liberty Radio Network.
That's the claim, although I've heard that Ernie was not told that. So Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence may very well, or maybe he didn't make it real clear to me. Maybe he just doesn't care what he was told and he's going to, you know, mention it anyway.
Yeah.
So who knows what some of the few hosts that will remain at the Porcupine Freedom Festival will decide to ultimately do. But I'd recommend going to their website about that pizza dude and seeing, you know, what they say over there and maybe send them an email if you need to. If you've got anything else you want to share, you're welcome to. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. The first day that Daryl is back on the air with us here, Daryl W. Perry had run a great campaign for the Libertarian presidential nomination, which ultimately did not go to him. It went to, unfortunately, to a former Republican who is now running again for the second time for the Libertarian Party, Gary Johnson. We can talk more about that here in moments. And speaking of presidential politics, Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. And that gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. And fortunately for us, we got Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, that Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 in Bitcoin each. Learn more about this debate challenge at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Mark, and Daryl in the studio. We've got Pizza Dude on the line. He's in North Dakota. You're calling about your first visit to New Hampshire, which you're expecting to be here in a few weeks with the to coincide with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you had some questions about that. Do we have Conrad? Actually, Conrad's still there? Or excuse me, Pizza Guy? Dude? Pizza Dude going once? pizza dude going twice. Oh, pick up that microphone.
Hello.
Hit the mute button. There he is.
I'm here. Sorry. Yes. No. So what I would like you guys to do is put yourselves in my position, pretend you're me, and tell me what you would do.
Your question is what you should do about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the festival that has kicked out me and Free Talk Live.
I'll clarify the whole thing, and I'll let you decide. I'm a passionate liberty lover who's been listening to you guys since 2004, 2003. I'm really excited. I'm thinking of moving to New Hampshire. I've worked really hard the last 5 years building a house, and I'm tired. I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. I've barely had a day off in the last, like a whole day off in last year. I'm taking 2 weeks to drive 50 hours to New Hampshire, right? It's a 50-hour drive. I'm leaving on my 30th birthday, so I'm just turning 30. It's a very exciting time. I could be in New Hampshire as soon as Wednesday afternoon, or I could take my time and be there Thursday afternoon.
Wednesday at the end of the month, you mean, like the last week of the month?
I'm leaving the 20th.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm not going to make all of Porkfest.
Okay.
And the idea was to go to Porkfest originally, and so I had set my vacation so I could get there at the beginning of Porkfest. When they banned you, it made me so upset. I moved my plans around. Now I'm rethinking it. Would you go to Porkfest?
Let me ask this question for you, Pizza Dude. When does your vacation end? So you said your vacation begins the 20th. When does the vacation end?
July 1st-ish. I'm flexible. I'm thinking of pushing it back so I can spend July 4th in Boston or New York.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that, because there is something happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, July 1st through 3rd, and they are not paying me to say this. The Startup Society Summit is happening.
Isn't that the secessionist thing? What is
it? It is a secessionist thing, and it's happening in Portsmouth. There will be a representative from Lieberland and several other sort of, you know, startup micronation sort of things.
That sounds
And I intend to go out to the Seacoast to go to this event.
Sounds worth sticking around for.
Yeah, so if you could fit it into your schedule, I would definitely suggest the Startup Society Summit.
This is what I would say about Porkfest. So I'm not sure how Porkfest is going to be this year, but if Porkfest is going to fall apart because, as some people would say, because Ian's not going to be there.
The event's not going to fall apart.
That's what some people have said.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that it's going to. I am saying, however, that some people are not going because of it, and some people have already bought their tickets or are intending to go. If it's going to fall apart, it's going to be worse next year than it will be this year. So catch Porkfest when it's at its best, you know, currently. Obviously, you can't go to a past Porkfest.
Right, you can't go to the Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party Porkfest.
So I would recommend going this time. If you're going to go, I would arrive on like a Thursday and then be prepared to leave on Sunday morning. Or
the weekend is the best time for the Porkupine Freedom Festival. The most people are there.
When you say the weekend, you mean Saturday, because they're closing down on Sundays.
Okay, I meant Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But, people come up for the weekend, more people do. And, if you want to go to Porkfest, I say go to Porkfest. I still have the same feeling about, you know, folks who want to go to it. I would never say to somebody, oh, you shouldn't go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival simply because the board of directors of the Free State Project made a controversial decision. But I can understand why someone would choose to not go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because they want to punish the Free State Project.
A lot of people have rescinded their signatures on the statement of intent over this, too.
Hmm.
I mean, it's been a pretty big deal.
I don't know how many a lot is.
And, Pizza Dude, I will invite you specifically, if you are in New Hampshire on the 21st of the month, we have a Bitcoin meetup here in Keene. That I know me and Ian and several others will be at, because we will not be at Porkfest.
Exactly.
So if you're in Keene, you know, we'll give you the details and hope you come out.
Well, I think Tuesday would be a little tight, because I gotta be Monday morning. I gotta make sure my team is flying straight before I leave. But on the note of whether or not Ian not being allowed is going to be the death knell for Porkfest, I don't think, Ian, that it's so much that, you know, Ian is such a draw. It's more like...
Well, he's definitely not.
No, well, but the type of organization that will ban Ian Freeman and a Chris Cantwell is the type of organization that's going to fall apart, right? So it's not that your banning is a symptom of a dying organization.
Well, the good news is we don't need them to stay together because there are thousands of people who are going to come here to New Hampshire who love the ideas of liberty. If they honor their agreement with the Free State Project, they will come here regardless of the status of the organization itself. So, you know, who cares what happens to the board of directors of the Free State Project? The movement of liberty-minded people concentrating here is still continuing. Of course, the Shire Society still exists, which is completely separate from the Free State Project. People who live in New Hampshire and people outside of New Hampshire are welcome to join the Shire Society. It's a declaration of personal independence. You can go and sign the Shire Society declaration, and you can start planning your move to come up here that has nothing to do with the Free State Project, but you'll benefit from being around all the Free Staters and the liberty people that are here coming here already and are coming.
The Free State Project hit the peak of its relevance upon the 20,000th signer signing, and it's a fast fall after that. At this point, the only sort of purpose of the organization is to run two events, which have teetered on the edge of solvency for a very long time.
There have been rumors the Liberty Forum won't continue, but I don't know if those are true.
Right, teetered on the edge of solvency is all I can tell you. It's a lot of work to put on those two events, and to make sure give every opportunity for 20,000 people who've signed over the course of what 12, 15 years or whatever to the statement of intent.
15 years
to pick up and move to New Hampshire to give them every reminder. Hey, come on, this is the good reasons to move. It is basically irrelevant to people who are not one of those signers because it is an organization of 20,000 people, and now that they've hit their 20,000, then that's it. Now, obviously, you don't have to be a member of the Free State Project. You could go to the Shire Society at shiresociety.org, sign the
.com,
and sign up there and move for the Shire Society. It's all up to you.
Well, good luck in your decision, Pizza Dude. We'll look forward to seeing you out here, and let us know when you plan to come to Keene because we'll put together a meetup for you, even if it's not on the Bitcoin Day that Daryl was talking about, because that's something we do out here. If somebody gives us – somebody actually posted on the Free Talk Live AMP forum, I think today, and you responded, Daryl. He was – and thank you for the call. He was asking about coming to visit New Hampshire and specifically coming to Keene, and you said, yeah, just let us know when you're going to be here. We'll put together a meet and greet and get some activists out to say hello to you. Because that's just the thing we do. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up on the Gary Johnson nomination. We'll get Daryl's opinion about it. It's his first chance to really weigh in tonight.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. What's that? You say you've got a home-based business or maybe a small business that you're launching or have had for a while? Well, maybe you need some business cards. At some point, you need to get those if you're starting a business because they make sense. Still, in this digital day and age, business cards are the best way, in my opinion, to get your contact information into someone else's hands. So go to Vistaprint.com, and you can load up with 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Good luck finding a better price than that. They can customize your the text, colors, backsides, and more. Actually, you can do it all with their easy-to-use business card designing tool. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates, and you can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design, up to you how you do it. And you can upgrade the quality of the card, like a thicker stock or add finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print. It's super easy to use and user-friendly. Plus, Vistaprint guarantees you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. So go to Vistaprint.com. When you're checking out, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you will get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. So Vistaprint.com, at checkout, use code FTL. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Joe is listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Yes, I just want to tell Daryl he is a winner. He got on the national stage and was able to express true freedom in front of many, many people. So that right there is a winner. Then Gary Johnson on one of the days asked Daryl if he would come to work for him and help him be more libertarian. What is Daryl's response on that? Would he consider being part of his advisors? Because it takes so many people to be organized and do a grassroots effort. And I'm just curious what Daryl would do on that.
So let me first give the answer that I gave on Thursday during the unofficial pre-convention debate, where at the end of the debate, each candidate had a chance to ask one other candidate a single question. And Governor Johnson's question to me was, would I be one of his advisors to, quote unquote, help keep him libertarian? And my response, because like the hamsters in my brain were definitely turning of how do I answer this without saying hell no? So I said, ask me again on Sunday after we know who the nominee is.
Okay.
Great answer. That was a great answer.
On Sunday.
That was a final answer.
On Sunday, he did not ask me.
Right.
But one of his staffers did.
That's the equivalent, wouldn't you say?
No, it's not.
All right.
He asked me himself on Thursday. I said, ask me again on Sunday. He sent a staffer. And the staffer said, would you? And I said, I cannot work on a campaign with two Republican governors.
Gotcha.
And he said, but the governor needs you to tell him where he goes wrong on libertarianism. My response was, he knows where he goes wrong. The staffer said, I know, and then turned around and walked away.
Interesting.
That said, I know people that worked on the campaign 4 years ago that are still owed money for work that they did for the campaign. So my concern, not only, you know, I can't work for this particular campaign, if Larry Sharp were the VP, and I told Larry this morning when we spoke, I said, Larry, if you were the VP, I could work for the campaign because of you. But with it being, you know, these two candidates and there not actually being a libertarian from the libertarian wing of the party on the ticket, I cannot work for that campaign, and there's strings attached that I don't necessarily want to get into, but I'll just say that there's not enough money in the world to buy my silence on certain topics.
I just think it's laughable that that someone would have to say, I need you to tell me when I'm not libertarian.
You'll be my libertarian advisor.
It just goes to show that, really? You know, you've been hanging around with Libertarian Party people for years now, and you still don't understand what it means to be a libertarian? I mean, are you obtuse? Are you that, you know, clueless? It's so crystal clear to those of us who are actual libertarians,
right,
what libertarianism means. This guy's acting like he needs someone to come to him and let... No, Gary... You messed up there with that speech. You weren't libertarian when you said you need to ban burkas, Gary, which
you
said
weren't
at
libertarian
one
when you said that, yes, we need to license things and tell people that they have to go to beauty college to be able to braid hair.
And advocate it for a fair tax.
Well, it's easy to figure out what the libertarian stance is on things. I'll agree with you.
For us, apparently not for Gary Johnson,
who needs
to hire someone.
What's difficult is deciding where you're going to be libertarian and where you're not. Because
For libertarians. For libertarians, you're libertarian all the time. Not for people like you, Mark, who are watering down the message. Hey, Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe tomorrow night.
I shall quote Ernest Hancock, the host of Declare Your Independence. Freedom's the answer.
What's the question? Let's go to Andy. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, Andy, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to give Daryl congratulations. This is Andy. I met you, I met you in the past, but I met you again at the convention.
Yes, this is Andy, the professional petitioner.
Yes. And I'm very disappointed with the results of the election. Once again, I feel like the Libertarian Party has sold out. I feel like we haven't really had what I would call a Libertarian presidential ticket since, you know, Michael Badnarik in 2004 and Harry Brown in 2000. I feel like, you know, we have this contingent of people in the party that are not representative, and it's not a majority of people in the party, it's a majority of people who show up at the convention, who are not really representative of the libertarian movement in this country. I mean, this guy, William Weld, is not a libertarian. I mean, Gary Johnson is kind of bad enough, but Weld, are you kidding me?
How do you know what the majority of the Libertarian Party believes?
Well, I go around the country. I've been involved in this stuff for 20 years. And as Daryl mentioned, I travel around the country working on petitions. Mm-hmm. So I'm out talking to thousands. You know, I've done many Libertarian Party petitions. And I've talked to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And I know what happened when Bob Barr and Wayne Root got nominated. It was a real turnoff to the Libertarian base. In fact, I will tell you this. When I petitioned, I did do a petition to get Bob Barr on the ballot in Alabama. And even in Alabama, he wasn't very popular. And the most of the people I ran into who were libertarians or libertarian leaning did not like him. In fact, when I did the Bob Barr petition, it was the only time I've ever gotten negative comments about a libertarian candidate for the person. Now, I've gotten negative comments about the party and the philosophy and issues, but where people didn't like the person. And this thing with Bob Barr with Weld, I would say it's actually worse. This is worse than Barr and Wayne Root, because at least Barr and Root, they came into the party for a while, for like a couple years or a year and a half or so, and at least pretended to be libertarians. This guy joined the party a week before the convention. I mean, I never thought I would see a day when we would nominate a gun-grabbing, Bush-loving, Council on Foreign Relations member, endorsed Romney, endorsed Obama, the Patriot Act, the war in Iraq, and this guy's our presidential candidate, or vice presidential candidate?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What's wrong with this picture?
Yeah, let me ask you this question. So as a professional petitioner, and I assume you do a lot of petitioning for the Libertarian Party?
Yes.
You're, to some extent, the most important cog in the whole machine. The guys that do what you do, and there aren't very many of them. You're the ones that get the Libertarian Party on the ballots across the United States, and the fact that they're on the ballots is the thing that makes them relevant. The Libertarian Party is on like 48 or 49 ballots across the United States. Johnson has a chance of winning as a result of that. The people who come in and want to, be president, they're there because people like you do the work. Is there any chance this is going to in any way undermine your feelings about doing the work you do? I'm assuming you're not getting rich doing what you're doing.
You can make good money. You'll make more money if you're a non-ideological mercenary.
Right.
And if you just work on anything that comes along. So I like to work on stuff I agree with or that I'm neutral on. So that's, made it so I'm not always making as much money as I could be. But anyway, no, I don't enjoy. I mean, I'm working on a libertarian petition right now. And fortunately, the petition includes other candidates besides the presidential ticket.
Otherwise, you wouldn't want to do it, I imagine. Hey, Andy, thanks for the call, and let us know if you have any petitioning stories to tell in the future. We'd love that. So coming up here, hour number two, it's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.